Welcome to Hair Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Colts. Hairstylists touch more than your hair. They touch the hearts and souls of all around them. This podcast shines a light on the hair industry through laughter and authentic conversation. Join us as we interview amazing guests and bring life behind the chair directly to you. Welcome to Hair Talk Podcast. All right, tonight in the studio, it's myself, Carrie, and my co-host, Linda.
Hello, everybody.
And Miss Amanda.
Hi.
And Leah.
Yo.
Hey, we are here to discuss more stuff about hair, because you can't get enough. Come on.
Yeah, nope, you cannot have enough hair.
Oh my God.
People love hair.
People that don't have a lot of hair probably think that you can't get enough.
Except for people who have hair on their backs. Nope.
Well, that's true.
That hair is not the hair we want to talk about.
That is accurate. Oh my God. But we should talk about it at some point. Do you know how come that happens?
Tell me. Mm-mm.
I mean, I'm asking.
She's asking the hair experts.
Yeah, I thought you had like a really fun fact for us.
No, I'm not a scientist.
I always figured it was like evolutionary.
Oh.
That is not something that is part of my expertise.
No.
And no.
We don't cut back hair. Mm-mm. I don't offer shoulder trims. I don't offer chest trims or colors.
No.
Carrie,
No.
How low have you trimmed a client?
You mean on their neck?
On their body.
Huh. I usually go as low as their hairline or their collar line. Because if they have hair just like shooting out from their collar, usually trim that sucker down.
Or even their t-shirt. I'll go below the t-shirt line so that there's not a tuft of hair coming up over the t-shirt.
As it grows in, it just puffs out. Hello. It looks kind of like this. Above the collar. This is Pina Bonita, everybody.
Anyway. Okay. Well, that's a subject for another episode, then.
Yes, it is. All right. How was everybody's Christmas?
We just celebrated Christmas this evening. We had a little Hair Talk gift exchange.
We did.
We sure did.
It was really fun. Mm-hmm. I feel seen. My gift giver was Carrie Colts. I was very lucky. We got a lot of plant-themed gifts today. Yep, I liked it. My plants.
I felt seen as well. I had bourbon. I got bourbon. And I got to use my present immediately.
So that was the best way.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, so what's going on? What are we going to talk about in the year 2024?
But wait, wasn't it supposed to be Secret Santa?
What?
It was Secret Santa.
Yeah, but then you reveal who you had.
Oh, there is a reveal.
I feel
it's not like forever secret.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Is this your first time?
You're like, no, not really, but I guess I just never paid attention.
You never were like, I was your Secret Santa here.
I don't know. I don't remember.
It's her first time.
It was her first time.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. All right. Anyway.
Okay.
I was sick for Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas was quiet.
Yeah.
It was kind of a, I don't know.
A dud?
It was a bit of a dud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a lot of illness, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Illness or recovering from or.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Carrie?
It was, I feel like in the last few years, things had kind of died down as far as all of the activity and like the work. As a hairstylist, you work quite a bit in December, and then all of the family stuff and like getting prepared for all the meals and things like that. I'm usually sick anyway,
right?
Because of all of that.
Yeah.
By the time it rolls around to Christmas Day, I'm laying on the couch and like hoping for everybody to be quiet and
hoping for sweet death.
I have no energy left.
The angel of death.
Yeah, I've given up on life. But I don't know, like 2020, 2021, everything was just like super quiet. And I felt like I got the kind of Christmas that
other people have that don't have family around. And it's just like the four of them, and they play games and they have a simple meal and whatever. And I always felt like, oh, it's too bad that you didn't get that. But now that I've experienced it, I'm like, I wish I had that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love my family and I love, don't get me wrong, I love doing all the things. It's just a lot in one time, at one time. Exhausting. It was a mystery. Yep. It's a lot of
anyway, so I was very excited to get back with my podcast crew here and
crank out another episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking we could talk about consultations today.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So one thing about consultations, and I'm just going to do a little question and answer here. You just shout out the answers. I'm going to ask you some questions, right?
Okay.
Do you think that you do consultations once with a client?
No.
No. That's right.
No.
That is the right answer.
What do you mean? Like...
like the first like time they come in, you do a consultation.
And then that's it forevermore?
Yeah, sometimes.
No.
No?
No.
People change.
Yeah.
Exactly. I have worked under stylists that had everything ready before they even sat down. Wow. So they never really asked them if they wanted anything different. And it was kind of too late because they had me mix the color.
Oh.
And mm-hmm. I've always vowed that would never be me. Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Well, people change their minds and they want something different. And, right.
Exactly.
You know, it's nice to have a heads up if they want something completely different. But right. if it's just an easy shift, you should always be checking in. Things change with hair type. I mean, sometimes if they're losing their hair or if they've had something traumatic happen or anything like that.
Do you find it to be like a fun challenge too if they come in and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes, and we're gonna get into that. Yeah. We're definitely gonna get into that.
It depends on how much energy I've got that day.
It depends on the request too. True. You know, it's like, are we just dreaming here, or is this something that you want to happen right now?
Yeah.
Like that's a big question. Long term
goal, or do you think that's gonna happen in an hour and 15 minutes?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So what I've been doing lately in my studio is especially with new clients or people that want something completely different, is offering a virtual consultation. So then I can meet with them ahead of the schedule, ahead of their appointment.
Sorry, I was so thirsty. Sorry.
Sounded quenching, though.
It did. I can meet with them ahead of time and then really talk to them and see their hair and figure out what their history is, where they need to go, where they want to be. And then I can figure out a plan. And so I'm not surprised when I,
absolutely.
When they sit down and show me a picture of like something wildly different than what they have.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's just utilizing your time better.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can get down to business. You don't have to have the whole consultation, really work it through your brain. Then you have to put your creative on and figure it all out.
Would you prefer then a virtual consultation prior?
I really, really like it.
Yeah, I would love a heads up so that I can really think about it first.
Take note, public.
Really love a heads up, yes. Sometimes when people bring in something that's completely different, let's say a color. Let's say they have a color that's like they've colored their hair and they have like a natural looking brown red, we'll call it an auburn or something like that, and they show me a picture of someone with color crayon red hair with highlights or something, and they've booked 2 hours of my time. There's no way that I can make that happen.
Yeah,
there's absolutely no way. And they don't know that. They're right. just yeah. like, I think this is really pretty. I think I would like this.
Is it's that like, when you just kind of manage their expectations?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean, that's where the education
plan
comes
for next
in
time.
Right. So yeah, it's like you talk about maintenance, you know, okay, well you've been in every 3 or 4 months, this color that you're showing me, you're going to be needing to come in every 6 weeks to get touched up. To get this red vibrant hair, you're probably going to need to bleach it first,
right?
So it's just like gonna notch up your maintenance, yeah. notch up everything, and then just kind of explain that to them. So to break down kind of what the hairstylist is thinking as far as like a color service. So if you book 2 hours for a color, and you haven't done a lengthy consultation beforehand, it's great to show pictures and talk about it and everything. But so in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, any color I put on their hair is going to be 30 to 45 minutes of color process, right? It's going to take me 30 to 40 minutes to apply it. Maybe longer if I'm doing dimensional color, mm-hmm. whatever. It's taking me 15 minutes to talk about this. Then we got to factor in the shampooing and factor in the bathroom break, or, you know, like the wild cards, you know, like, oh, I got to go answer my phone, or, you know, I got to get something to drink, whatever. And then factor in the blow dry. And so you're mentally trying to like make sure, like, can I actually get any of this done?
Right.
Yeah. And then you're not really thinking about the plan. You're thinking, shit, am I going to have time?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it kind of sucks the life out of the creativity because you're just in logistics mode.
Like crisis management.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
So if you have like something that you really want to change or something you really want to think about sending your client or your stylist an email or a text or booking a virtual consultation beforehand and just giving them a heads up. It's been really helpful for me. I've had clients do that, send me pictures in an email thinking of doing something like this. And then we just go kind of go back and forth. And I make sure that I have the colors available. And
well,
then
you guys just kind of did that earlier tonight. Had like a pre-consultation.
We did. Yes, Amanda and I did.
Yeah. And we actually, something came up at my last trim.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about getting low lights or some kind of gray highlights in my hair. And what, like, yeah.
Was it, turned down.
I was definitely turned down. I was
in a blaze of glory.
Yeah. Carrie didn't shoot me down. She
educated you.
Educated me for sure. And then I
said, no, that's not a thing.
I have fanciful ideas about how hair coloring works.
Yeah.
I
think a lot of people do. Yeah.
Totally. Like, oh, it'll be so easy. Like, my hair is blondish. Like, we can just put some color in there. It'll be easy. Pull it through a cap, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No. But I did get good advice, and I took it and, you know, did it on my own.
Yeah. Well, when you mentioned pull it through a cap, so let me just, you didn't mention that in the consultation. So when we
she
used
thought to, of that just now.
I know. You did. So when we used to pull hair through a cap in the 80s.
Like, you mean like frosting?
Freaking 40 years ago.
Frost and glow.
Yeah. 40 years ago. No, 30 years ago.
I'm old timey.
Yes.
30.
You could get it. I don't know what it was, but like you pull the hair through the cap, mm-hmm. and you put lightener on it, and then you put a plastic bag over it.
Correct.
And it could get so white.
So white.
So white. So
how?
Now I can see that you thought that it could be gray, because that would work.
Yes.
Yeah, that would work. All right. I see what you were thinking there.
Dun, da, da, da.
I think Amanda has new hair goals again.
I'm like, oh, it can be done.
However,
all we need is a rubber cap.
Yeah, we need a rubber cap and a
crochet hook.
It looks
so
barbaric.
Except
it is extremely damaging.
Yeah.
Extremely damaging on the hair.
So, yeah, the product I use, Overtone, thank you, was not damaging.
Exactly. That's what I advised you.
Very luxurious, mm-hmm. and smooth and silky, slippery, and lovely.
So I told you to find Overtone Conditioner, which is a vegan product.
Mm-hmm.
It has lots of different colors. You can get it on
There's so
online.
Many colors.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I said, maybe you could find a gray color and your hair is light enough that you could kind of pull it through and make it look like gray highlights.
I just did the whole head of hair.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Because you're so brave like that.
I just did all
She's our DIYer. So this is she's really representing our listeners who really like to do their own hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is me.
And it worked, right?
It works. Yeah. I love it. I've texted you.
It doesn't look gray, though.
No.
Yeah.
But
it did take down some of the yellowy sort of tone that I was not enjoying in my hair.
Okay.
Yeah. But
so that was partly why you wanted to have gray highlights?
But also, I'm going gray, and I would like to just kind of grow gray naturally, and I don't want to be coloring my hair. I just want to be, like, a blonde gray kind of lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't want to maintenance. Like, that's not my shtick.
Mm-hmm.
Boring.
Well, that's okay, though. It's like, you know what you want.
Yeah.
That's...
I like
That's
keys.
Awesome.
But I do want a perm. That's next up on my agenda.
Oh, yes. We talked about that, too. I was like, I'll give you a perm. No problem. You've got virgin hair. Nothing going on in there. And she's like, well.
And then we talked about it.
Well, there was this one time.
There was this summer.
Summer where I used sunbum.
Yep. Sunbum.
Sunbum. So tell me about sunbum.
So sunbum, I think I also use like Paul Frieda, is that what it's called or something?
John Frieda.
Mm-hmm. In like a little yellow bottle. Mm-hmm. My favorite ASMR girl has really pretty hair, and she recommended it, and that's how she keeps her hair looking fresh and pretty. And she's also a DIYer. Shout out to Maria ASMR.
How can they find her if it's just
what it's called, like Gentle Whispers, I think is what it's called. Gentle Whispers.
What?
So gentle awkward. Whispers.
Okay, I'm going to look up Maria ASMR.
I am doing it right now.
Maria ASMR. I think it's called Gentle Whispering. Anyway, she's very famous, and I just love all of her beauty and makeup tips.
So,
oh yeah, here she is. Gentle Whispering ASMR.
So
oh, there you go,
Maria. So she does the ASMR while telling you, while selling you shit.
She doesn't work. Seems like she super famous. Work for John Frieda, but
seems shady.
Oh, she's so wonderful.
I wish we could show our audience.
But you can
look
her up.
I don't have that technology.
I don't know what video you had it on when she said that, but I just don't believe that her hair is just that.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Controversy.
No, that's not.
Controversy. She gets bleach.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That is not.
That's just our professional opinion.
I think maybe she says she maintains with that. Is that possible?
Maybe to like blend her grow out over time, but it does not. It looks pretty professional.
Okay.
Otherwise, John Frieda. Bruh. He did it. He did
Isn't
it right.
You got it going on. Right? Doesn't he?
Call me.
Microphone drop.
Well,
John Frieda.
Your jobs are done.
My jobs are over. It's over.
I don't believe that hair look is a DIY, but maybe she does use it. I could be very wrong.
Do the people lie?
Absolutely. They're getting money.
Of course they lie. Everybody
they're
lies.
They're recommending it because they're
Come
getting kickbacks.
Gentle whisperer. Everybody lies.
Everybody
Even
lies.
Even Maria? No!
Why, Maria? Why?
Maria.
Devastation.
It's total devastation. I really enjoy her. But anyway, so yeah.
You can
I
still enjoy
it.
Her. Just don't believe
and
anything
you know
she
what?
Says.
If you enjoyed the John Frieda, you enjoyed the John Frieda.
Then I decided, like, I'm going to try something else. And then I decided, let's try the sunbum stuff just for shits and giggles.
Did you like the lady on the cover?
No.
Oh.
Of sunbum?
Yeah.
Sunbum? No, it was a monkey face, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's like cartoony, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of has like...
Well, I gotta look that up now. Talk amongst yourselves.
Monkey face. It's in our cabinet. You could go see it for yourself.
People always ask me about commercial products, and I was like, I don't even go down that aisle. I have no idea.
Sunscreen. Oh, they make hair. No idea.
They make they make
Oh, it's like brown and yellow. It looks like wood.
Yes.
They also have like a UV protection, I think, for the hair.
Yeah.
Spray, and so it seems like it would be trusted.
Yes.
And then there's like a sun, like a lightener sun spray.
What's the monkey got to do with it?
That's a good question. Know,
because usually aren't they on like a jungle, not on the beach?
Right.
But I could be wrong. Maybe there are beach monkeys.
Buy my hair.
I've seen beach monkeys. Okay, they're drinking people's cocktails.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's what
Bahamas.
It is. It's a beach monkey.
Beach monkey.
Hmm. All right, moving right along. Moving right along.
Keep it up.
I mean, that was a fun conversation. But, like, I have to move along.
But that came out in a consultation. And I mean, if Carrie really did think and didn't reinforce the answer of, is there anything on your hair? She would have done a perm.
Mm-hmm.
And that could have been very bad, depending on what the ingredients are in the product. I'm so sorry, Amanda. She just made a really sad face.
I know. It's so disappointing.
It's not finite. We can look more into it. We'll look more into it. Sunbum. Because we're just scared of like anything that resembles sun in, because that's what we grew up on.
Right.
And we know how damaging that is and the metals that are in it. And that really
interact firming.
Poorly with actually all professional hair chemical products.
Gotcha. Yes. Yeah.
So color, bleach, perm. Relaxer.
And I think it's because it has hydrogen peroxide in it, and it never really stops. There's no stopping action.
It's progressive.
It's progressive. So it's always lightening your hair, you know, so it's how continuously.
Like water doesn't stop it?
No.
Until the end of time?
Well, you know how, I don't know how it works, honestly. It's got something in it.
And then you cut
We'd have to be a little bit more informed to tell you exactly.
Yeah. I don't know how sun in works. It's just all I know is what I know. And what I know is...
Tell us.
I'm going to tell you.
Preach.
When I was 1920 and everybody was doing all of the sun in, like everybody was doing sun in. This was, you know, late 80s, early 90s. And also everybody wanted perms. And so they would come in, girls would come in and they'd have, you know, this whole grow out. They've never had their hair professionally colored because nobody really did that back then.
Right.
We really didn't do a lot of coloring. We did some highlighting, pulling through a cap, that kind of thing. No foiling. That wasn't a thing yet. And so it was kind of a dead giveaway if there was, you know, orangey, blondy hair.
In like a panel.
Yeah, in like the top layer. Yeah. You know, like not everywhere else. You know, you can kind of like be a detective and figure that out. And so you'd ask, you'd say, have you used any sun in? Nope. Because they really want that perm. They really wanted that spiral perm because that was the jam back then. And it's coming back. So don't diss it. I mean.
Oh, I would get it if I didn't do all sorts of.
I know. It was kind of cool. Anyway. So I would have to take a little piece of their hair, put it in a perm solution and let it sit for 20 minutes. And then in front of them, I would take it out and I'd say, okay, if I pull this hair taut and it just stretches and comes back, then we're good to go. And they're like, okay, great. And I'd pull it and then I'd bring it back and it would just kind of disintegrate in the middle of the hair and frizz up. And then you pull it again and it's apart. Like it's just
almost
gone.
Like it was like curling up, but in a bad way.
Yeah, it would just like frizz up in the middle. Weird. And then it would kind of just be mushy.
Ew.
And just fall apart.
That's terrifying.
And I'd seen it before where like you're undoing the rod of the perm and the whole rod with most of the hair on it just comes right off.
Yeah.
Like you undo it from where the virgin color is and then like the real damaged part, the rod would just pop right off.
Oh.
It was a perming haircut.
It was extremely...
We're just going to burn
traumatize.
Your hair.
It was super traumatizing.
It'll give you tons of texture.
Everyone.
for everyone. So nobody wants that.
Nice messy look.
Nobody wants that. It's awful.
Like maybe that's why it's so hard to get a damn perm in this town.
No.
I don't think so.
Like, it's not like appointment only. Like, it takes months to get one. Like, what in the world?
Appointment only, yeah, because they want to know exactly what's on your hair, and they don't want to book you before they've talked to you and made sure that they can actually do it, because otherwise that's a 2.5 hour space that they're not going to be making money on.
Yeah. That's where the consultation is very important.
I'll bring it back around.
If you had just walked in somewhere and they were like, sure, let's perm it, and then you came out, you'd be really sad.
You would be so sad. But anyway, we're gonna look more into Sunbum and see.
Yeah, because I'm really on board for Amanda to get a perm. Me think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I support this.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen if we can.
So
I'm just picturing the spiral perm. That's all I can.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Leah thinks I'm going to look like a poodle.
No.
But honestly, guys, for future reference, when we're asking you if you're using these products at home, it's not to judge you.
No.
It's truly to protect both of us.
Yes.
And not waste my time, right. Your money, your hair. It's really not a judgment. DIY all you want. She's a proud DIYer, and I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
It's not about judgment. I'm not – so, like, you hiding it from us is – there's no good reason to do so.
Right.
It can That's only just a end PSA. Poorly for everyone involved right. if you hide it.
I wouldn't lie to you.
It's really not for me to be a snob and be like, how dare you? I will never touch you. It's because we want to protect – the integrity of your hair.
Yes.
And our relationship and all of that business. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you need more hair talk in your life, just head on over to your favorite streaming platform. Hit the follow or like button so you can stay up to date on all the latest news with the Hair Talk crew. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.